Na Rádiu Wave posloucháte Orbit a za chvíličku budete taky poslouchat polovinu tohoto seskupení. A samozřejmě ho tvoří Pavel a Filip, Paul a Phil, a my tady máme Phila Hartnera. Welcome on Radio Wave. We are very happy to have you.
Thank you.
How it was for you to listen to this call, to this song, Frenetic, it's kind of older thing?
Yeah, it was what did you say?
How was it for you to listen to this song?
Oh, it was great, yeah. I haven't heard it for ages and ages and ages. And I was just saying it was a remix of a remix that we did originally under the name of Golden Girls, Kinetic, it was called. And so, yeah, that was great.
Takže vlastně je to předělávka věci, kterou udělali, jmenoval se Kinetic a jmenovali se Zlatý holky, Golden Girls, takže to je celkově zajímavý side project. Could you start now with the last time we were hoping to see you this summer? Could you say, like, did you have to have some break after that, like from live gigs, or it was not so bad?
No, it was crazy. Yeah, this crazy typhoon came in. We had all of our equipment set up on stage, and a crazy typhoon came in, and the stage manager said, all right, clear the decks, because there was lightning and stuff, so it was really dangerous. So we weren't allowed on stage, and then all of a sudden the typhoon came, the downpour of rain all over our equipment, and it just got so soaking wet. We were tipping up mixing desks with water was pouring out, and we did have a gig the next day. So basically we radio ahead and got hair dryers and all sorts of, and like the promoter got like this big industrial dryer. We had to open up all the equipment, tip the water out, and just like dry it all. Like one laptop went flying, and we had a backup for that. So yeah, and the next day we just spent all day hair dryers drying out the equipment, and luckily we pulled it off, and the gig the next day happened. Yeah, but it was, yeah, but a lot of the equipment is started dying now because of the rain, and it got started getting rusty inside, you know. So yeah, so it was a shame, real shame.
Ptala jsem se na důsledky té bouře na Rock for People, která vlastně znemožnila to jejich vystoupení tam, jestli to bylo nějak jako, jestli to ovlivnilo ty další koncerty, a oni říkali, vlastně hned druhý den hráli, říká Phil, že to stihli vysušit a že jako zázrakem všechno fungovalo, jenom jeden laptop jim teda úplně odlít, tak to bohužel jako o to přišli, že to neměli zálohovaný. No nicméně teď se to začíná projevovat, až vlastně ta česká bouře, protože Phil říkal, že ty věci začínají tak jako postupně mít problémy, jak možná zarezly některý vevnitř nebo tak něco. So how was the rest of your summer? Bunch of festivals, how was the reception of the music?
Oh, it's really good, really good. Yeah, it's been really, yeah, everywhere we've been going, it's been fantastic, really good. Yeah, no, really good.
Takže zbytek léta potom byl krásný. Já jsem se ptala, jak vlastně lidi reagovali na to nový album, a Phil říká, že ta recepce byla opravdu skvělá. If we are talking about this typhoon gig, yesterday we were interviewing Shushu, and they were talking about some gig where they were playing in the club which was not existing yet. It was like in the construction kind of.
Oh really?
So right, do you have some like this crazy gigs experience?
I've played the weirdest place I played at is on a, you know, like a swimming pool, and they have the flumes, the slides into the swimming pool.
Okay.
Up where the stairs go, there was a platform. We played up on top of the platform in front of this swimming pool, and again there was another typhoon, and this was like thunder and lightning, and we're up there, and so we're halfway playing, and then all this thunder and lightning is coming right closer and closer, you can see it. And so we had to stop that gig as well and run down, because we were up there, right, and it's going to get electrocuted in a minute. So that was one of the most craziest places that we played.
Takže ptala jsem se na nějaký další šílený koncertní zážitky, protože jsme se tady mohli včera vyslechnout taky docela vtipný zážitek Šušu z Brna, kde hráli v klubu, který ještě oficiálně neexistuje. Probíhala tam svatba. A Phil říkal, že jednou hráli v nějakém obrovském areálu vypuštěným bazénu, kde byly takový velký skluzavky kolem nich a různý takovýhle ty srandy, na kterých se tam můžete bavit kolem bazénu, ale právě taky se blížila nějaká bouře, takže to vypadalo, že to do nich praští, protože to pódium bylo nad tím bazénem, právě na úrovni těch vysokých skluzavek a těch konstrukcí, tak o tam toť museli taky hodně rychle utíkat pryč. Could you say which set can people expect tonight at Lucerna?
Oh. Very good one. No, there's a lot of new tracks off our new album Wonky, and a lot of old favorites as well, and a few little surprises.
Takže dneska, ptala jsem se, co můžete očekávat dneska večer, bude tam samozřejmě hodně z té nové desky Wonky, ale taky některé starší věci a některé překvapení. A mě teď zajímají hlavně ty překvapení. So you mentioned some surprises tonight and I'm so curious about the surprises. Is it some songs we never heard
yes,
or
I can't tell
is it
you
something
that. I
new?
I can't tell you that. I can't. There's no surprise. There's no, not a surprise anymore then, is it?
Okay,
you have
so
to come. You have to come.
I'll ask different way. Because you already tested.
You won't get it out of me.
Yeah, you already tested the songs from Wonky Live before you put them on the album. You told in one interview that you tested them before.
Yeah, we DJ'd them a lot. When we were writing the album, we were out DJing Orbital DJ set sort of thing, and we were doing all the demos and trying them out and seeing how, you know, see how it feels, which is we'd never did that before on previous albums.
So you're not gonna test something new tonight?
Maybe. You never know. You're trying to get it out of me, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying.
No.
Tak já jsem opravdu upřímně snažím to z Fila vytáhnout, to překvapení, ale jako brání se. Zkoušela jsem se zeptat, jestli třeba dneska nezahrajou nějaký písničky nový, na kterých pracují, protože oni ty písničky zvonky testovali taky předtím naživo při svých DJ setech a možná teda jo, ale nechce to říct úplně najisto. So now we will not talk about the gig tonight, but you did this album after kind of break.
Yeah.
Now it's time, a little bit time after, you can look at it and like see how it worked and how you feel about it. Are you gonna go on, or was it the one album and now you want to rest again?
I think we definitely want to go on. Everything's going so well, you know. I mean, when we first we didn't plan it to come back, and you know, we just planned a reunion gig, and then that reunion gig turned into like another gig and another gig for about a year and a half. And it's like, and it was, and the reception that we got, and the welcome back was so, you know, so encouraging. Things were going really well, and we were happy again. And it seemed to promote creativity, you know. And then we came to the point of saying, well, you know, we can't. I don't want to keep going around playing all our old tracks. We either really do stop now, or we try and we make tracks up to put into the live set, which is where Wonky was born. Really, so we carried on that way, and here we are. So, yeah. So, and I'd like to continue, definitely.
Mm-hmm, takže určitě chtějí pokračovat. Ptala jsem se, jestli právě už třeba pracují na nějakém novém materiálu, což mě opravdu zajímá hodně. On říkal vlastně Phil, že Wonky album vzniklo tak, že začali dělat nějaký tracky nový, který chtěli dát do svých live setů, DJ setů, a pak vlastně už toho bylo víc, tak z toho udělali album. So, are you already kind of working on new stuff, or is it too soon?
Sort of. We always sort of not together at the moment. We just like, you know, do bits and bobs separately. I'm going off. I DJ quite a lot as well, and so I go out DJing as well. So there's sort of bits bubbling under, but not. It's not concrete. Nothing concrete.
Mm-hmm. Takže zatím jako už jako nějaký nápady mají, ale ještě to není konkretizovaný. Hlavně teď on pracuje odděleně. Film má docela hodně DJování, docela hodně práce, takže zatím opravdu nějaký nový věci jsou ještě hodně na začátku. I'm gonna play now the track New Friends with Zola Jesus.
Oh yeah.
What was interesting about her voice for you? What did you like of it?
She was beautiful. Yeah. The fact that, we wrote the track New France without, and we just knew that it wasn't finished, and we needed, you know, it was begging for a vocal, which is often what happens. We don't tend to write a track for a vocalist. We tend to write a track and feel that what's missing, and normally it's a vocal. And we found her, somebody suggested her, because we tend to sway to female vocals. I think it's the Kotto twins, it's their fault. Liz Fraser, great fan of hers. So somebody suggested Zola Jesus, and as soon as we listened to it, it's like, oh, perfect. And she happened to be in, when we were recording the album, she was in London doing a couple of gigs, and so we got her in, and we just got on so well, and she was brilliant, fantastic artist. And quite a nerd as well on the site, which is quite interesting, a female nerd. Very rare in this today, which is great.
Yeah, but she's really trying not to be, but she's still...
She couldn't help herself because we were surrounded by synthesizers. And, oh, what's that? Oh, you got one of those. Oh, you got one of those. It's like, brilliant. It was so brilliant to see. It was good.
Takže ptal jsem se, čím mě zaujala Zola Jesus, tak samozřejmě tím hlasem Phil říkal, že ten track New Friends dělali ne se záměrem, jako chceme udělat nějaký track, ve kterém budeme mít ženskou zpěvačku, že to tak u nich není. že prostě udělají track a pak cítí, že tam něco chybí a že to něco je nějaký ženský vokál, pak prostě hledají. A Nika Rozadalnilová aka Zola Jesus jim byla doporučena, tak to s ní zkusili, byli z toho hrozně nadšený a Phil říká, že se mu na ní osobně taky líbí i to, že ona je takovej nerd, že opravdu, když se dostali do té místnosti, kde mají těch spoustu těch synťáků, protože oni jsou velký sběratele synťáků, tak se úplně jasně projevilo, že je takovej nerďák. Ona se sice na sobě snaží pracovat, aby nebyla takovej nerd, aby byla jako víc taková hvězdná, ale prostě základ se nezapře. Takže teď si už pustíme skladbu New Friends, o který jsme tady mluvili od Orbita, ale já děkuju Philovi za návštěvu na Radio Wave. So thank you very much for coming.
Oh, thank you very much.